Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome, this is Debbie Dashinger, and this is my 10th year in radio broadcast. And because I decided doing something for a decade that you're passionate about really necessitates a celebration. So in celebration of my 10th year in radio, I decided that I am only having the guests on, the caliber of guests that I really yearn to have conversation with. I want to have the big conversations, and I want to be able to offer to you the wisdom that you may not have heard, or the inspiration, or people you know. Certainly all of these names you know, but you may not have connected with them before or had the opportunity. So here it is. Roll with me for this 10th year, and as you know, we're already deep into it, and we've had so many amazing people on already, and today, honey, is no different. And I'm so excited because a little later on, Don Jose Ruiz is going to be with us. And you might know he is a Toltec master of transformation, a modern-day shaman. He's a direct descendant of the Toltecs of the Eagle Knight lineage. He's the son of Don Miguel Ruiz, author of New York Times bestseller The Four Agreements. And Don Jose is the author of The Fifth Agreement, Ripples of Wisdom, and My Good Friend the Rattlesnake. Along with his family, he teaches workshops and offers transformational journeys around the world. So yes, Don Jose will be on a little later. And I'm going to talk with you again about kindness. So you're loving this because this theme is being weaved through in and throughout of this year, because I really deeply feel on two levels. We need more kindness towards each other and the planet, the mother, Earth, and to all our people as one humanity, as the globe. And that means we also need to turn kindness towards ourselves. So with that in mind, yes, I have a theme about kindness, because I'm seeing so much often that is not. And what would that mean to get back to kindness? And by the way, if you have anything to write in about this show, any shows, about the openings, about anything that's going on, your dreams coming true, because this is Dare to Dream, please write daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Someone is always standing by to answer the emails, and we will get back to you. It's daretodreamradio@gmail.com. So kindness. You know, it's interesting because listening can be a kindness, yes? When I started out doing what I'm doing, I really had to learn to listen. I'll tell you the funny thing about my business. When I first started out, I was in a hard radio station in Burbank. It was a beautiful place, and all my guests would come to the station, and I would meet with them. For me, that's great ease. I love being with people and the synergy that gets created. For me, it's more difficult to do things on the telephone when I can't see someone. So I had to create this ability to feel people more through phone lines, you know, just to feel their energy, but also to stay very present with them. So listening is a courtesy, I will say. And I gradually learned, often, be quiet, be present. Be quiet, be present. Because what I most want from a conversation of others, and whether this is on radio or not, and whether they share my politics or they loathe them, is understanding. Don't we all just want to be heard and understood? And it doesn't mean that you hide what you think or refrain from pressing someone who's being unclear or evasive. But it just means the purpose of an exchange of listening, of talking, is to tease out what a person truly believes rather than to win an argument or convert them or show them up. So listening is a real kindness. Let's talk a little bit about social IQ with kindness. You know, there are three parts. There's the social radar, which is an internal sense of what someone needs from you and being able to often deliver that. I was just at a dinner situation for Passover, actually, and something happened during the dinner. I'll call myself out and say someone was sharing something, and my radar wasn't on. I wasn't sensitive to what was happening, and it was kind of a moment. And I had to backpedal a little and say, oh, I'm really sorry, I just withdraw the curiosity because I am very curious. But it was treading in a place somebody wasn't comfortable with sharing. And so, I later followed up, called the person and said, gosh, I'm really sorry. I felt so awkward when I realized what was going on. And she said, how could you know? It was fine. But it's awesome to show up with such sensitive beings. Just have kind of a little sense, rather than focusing so much on ourselves or what might be going on outside of ourselves. And you radiate openness and positivity. That's kindness. And social knowledge, enabling respectful communication with those outside our immediate orbit. Another thing is we can be a continuous learner. Listen to those whose perspectives are different from ours. Engage, allow points of view on issues to evolve with changing times. And boy, are they polarized now more than ever. So they exist, right? And what if we resist it, it's just going to persist. So what if we just actually became curious about all that? And we can assume the best. Albert Einstein is thought to have said, I think the most important question facing humanity is the universe a friendly place? So truly, it's up to us to decide whether to believe in a friendly or a hostile world. And when you trust in goodness, that's what you'll tend to find. I'm going to read a couple of our listeners who wrote in about kindness, who wrote in to answer the question, when was the last time you experienced kindness or courtesy from a stranger? And these are really awesome answers. Susan wrote in, before I could turn on my wipers to clear my car's frosty windows, a neighbor whom I didn't know appeared with a squeegee and cleaned off all my windows and windshield. David wrote in, when the Walt Disney World fireworks began, my 2-year-old grew hysterical, and another parent gave my child headphones, and my 2-year-old perked right up. Wow, did it save this parent and that child? Linda wrote in, as a woman who's under 5 feet, this is cute, I worry about a tall person blocking the movie screen. This happens to me all the time, by the way. I always have a basketball player sit in front of me at the movies. I worry about a tall person blocking the movie screen, forcing me to contort myself to see the show. And for the first time in my 74 years, a very tall man entering the row in front of me turned and asked if he was obstructing my view. When I said yes, he switched seats with his much shorter wife. Wow, it was so nice. Nathaniel wrote in, while running errands for my first internship, I got off the subway and noticed my wallet was missing. It had my credit card, my debit card, my ID, my company's card in it. But then I turned around and I saw a small woman blocking the train doors, trying to get my attention. I was so relieved when I saw her holding my wallet and so glad she saw it and actually said and did something. And the last one is from Lisa in Kentucky, who wrote, since I couldn't attend the Women's March in Washington, D.C. because of a debilitating condition, I asked on Facebook if someone would carry a sign with my name on it. A complete stranger offered to pin my name to her coat so I could attend. And in January, I made that march all because of her. So kindness, courtesy, how can you show up for yourself and others through listening, through a social IQ, through doing something that nobody expects but will change their planet? Don Jose Ruiz is here. He's the international best-selling author of The Fifth Agreement, as a Toltec master of transformation and modern-day shaman. He has dedicated his life to sharing the wisdom of the ancient Toltec through his books, lectures, and journeys to sacred sites around the world. His other books include Ripples of Wisdom and My Good Friend the Rattlesnake. And for more information, you can visit MiguelRuiz.com. That's MiguelRuiz.com. Don Jose, it is so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. It's very great to be here with everybody, and thank you for this opportunity.
Yes. You know, I want to just start with a little homage. You and I were talking right before the show began, and I met you and your dad. I've met your dad several times, and I've had the honor to interview him on camera and so forth. And we were also at a workshop together, gosh, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And I have to say, for me, my experience of your father, Don Miguel Ruiz, is one of great love, literally for me, when he comes even close to me, before he hugs me, and he gives the most amazing hugs. He is pure love, and it is palpable. How do you experience your father? What is that relationship like?
Well, it's like you said, it's pure love. Everything my father shared with me from the beginning of my birth, you know, it's just been a love, discipline, respect, and those are the principles of a family and his teachings. You know, in certain ways, you know, life happens, you begin following the outside dream and the pure pressures of the outside, but his wisdom, his guidance, his advice really always touching my heart, even though I didn't want to listen to it at a certain time growing up. But when I got into any circumstance, you know, I could feel his love, and he come from a great space. But especially, you know, I feel safe. I always felt safe around his presence, about his love, because he just always gives so much about himself, you know. Even though he doesn't have more energy, he always gives. And one of my favorite things that he did to me growing up is every time when me and my brother couldn't sleep, you know, there was something going on emotionally, or just, you know, we have frightened nightmares, he used to come with his guitar and just serenade us to sleep. He playing some Beatles music on his guitar, and you know, and it was the vibration. Now that I hear him talk in public and sharing his love, you know, it's the same sensation. So I'm just very grateful for having him, his open heart in my life.
That's amazing. And I can just imagine. Are you both working together a lot? Do you get to see each other a lot?
Yes, with the whole family, we work together. You know, from my cousin to my little brother, he's now the head of the family. And then my older brother, Mike, who is also sharing the Toltec message, as I am. But, you know, everything we do is a gratitude with my father. And my father, you know, he said that many times that he was going to retire. But, you know, he said one day, you know, I can't retire from doing what I love, because it's not retiring. It's just a service to love. So every time that we get the opportunity to tour together, it's a very beautiful moment for me, especially these times where my father's traveling one time a month to speak in certain places. You know, it's just golden time. So it's all about family sharing and gratitude.
And it was actually your father, Don Miguel Ruiz, who wanted to write the book on the Fifth Agreement, but it ended up being you, Don Jose, that made it happen. How did that come about?
Well, it all began when he had a heart attack. And when he went to coma, I went to his bedroom, and he had this course that is called Angel Training, which is messenger training. But he said he put these teachings away because he felt like he was talking to a wall, that everybody wanted baby steps, that nobody was wanting to listen to this teaching. So when he was in coma, I got those tapes and begin listening to them, begin learning from them, and then I begin sharing them with people, not teaching to people, sharing them with people. Then my father came out of the 9-week coma. He learned how to speak. He learned how to be himself once again and get the strength to walk and, you know, to have his mind where he needs to be. And then he asked me this question, what are you doing with your time, Jose? And I said, well, I'm sharing angel training in Encinitas, California. And he said, oh, sure, I would like to see that. So he came to the place where we were sharing the angel training, and he noticed that the people were listening. And he said to me, what did you do different? What did you do different? Because people are actually listening to the angel training. And he said, I said to him, you know, Father, when you went into a coma, when you got a heart attack, you were teaching a course called Toltec Dreaming. And it was year one, year two, year three, year four. And in the second year, beginning the third one, you got a heart attack. And you couldn't finish the training. So I decided, you know, in this Toltec tradition, we're going to put the whole architect Toltec plan into the table openly. Whoever wants to change, you know, will get this teaching and change themselves. And whoever doesn't want, is not going to waste their time. But this is the whole point of this angel training, that one is going to begin to train themselves, because training the messengers, training themselves. So I didn't expect ever in my life to co-share with my father in a classroom. So in that moment, I was sharing with my father in the classroom. And then a beautiful woman called Karen Kruger from Amber Allen Publishing came to the events. and said, oh my God, this is like, this is the information of this is so beautiful. You got to make it into a book. And then when Janet Mills jumped on board, she's also the co-author of the FIFA agreement between the three of us, you know, we made this happen. And one beautiful thing about, they say, you know, this is the FIFA agreement that needs to be shared with the world. So I never expected to teach next with my father, share with my father. I never expected to make a book with my father. You know, it all just came of gratitude. Gratitude, you know, to for his presence and teachings to that really saved my life and changed my life. So one day I asked him, how can I repay you for everything that you've given and shown me? And he said, it's easy, my son. Help me to change the world inside of you. Every time you say you're not perfect, every time you say no one loves you, every time you know that you say I can't, I want you to change that mentality, be skeptical of your own negativity, and from this point on, you can thank me, and I don't even have to know. So in doing that, it's a big journey to clean consciousness, because this is the whole point of the FIFA agreement, to make your consciousness clean, to be responsible for your actions, and of course, to train yourself. So this is how the FIFA agreement came to be about, and I'm so grateful that I get this opportunity to share and share the gratitude, because that's what I do everywhere I go. I don't teach the four agreements or the FIFA agreement, no, I just say how this work changed my life.
I read in the fifth agreement your statement, it's a quote, be skeptical because most of what you hear isn't true. Speak about the value of skepticism. Why is that important?
Yes, it's very important to word the word skepticism, because I remember the first time I said to my friend, what's the FIFA agreement? He asked me, I said, well, it's be skeptical but learn to listen. And he said to me, Jose, that sounds a little bit negative, be skeptical. And I mean, you know, it's not skeptical in a social position that you think more intelligent than anybody else, no. It's about being skeptical of our own negativity. So if we have a habit that is overruling our life, you know, a habit of addiction, a habit of, you know, obesity, mm-hmm. any kind of habit, you know, that's not making us live our life to the fullest. And every time we have these negative thoughts, you know, saying, oh, I can't change. It's so difficult. I cannot do it. I'm not perfect. You know, no one loves me. I can't find support outside of me. You know, in that moment is to be skeptical of that negative voice that we have inside. It's like a scorpion that stings over his own tail, with his own sting, stops doing it for the first time, because that's what we do with our knowledge. We begin stinging ourselves with our own poison. So what happens if we begin to be skeptical of that negative voice, of that habit? We begin to break that habit. And this is the magic right here, because when we break any kind of spell that we put on ourselves, we wake up. And when we wake up, we can have the full responsibility of what is our message. What is the message that we give to the people we say we love with all our hearts, and especially to ourselves, because we cannot give what we don't have. So if we get ourselves negativity, negativity is going to come out of us. But the moment that we give positivity, self-support, this is the skeptical that we talk about in this book, to really respect the love of your life, because that's what we're training. And the Toltec tradition, there's nothing to learn, but to unlearn what takes our inspiration away, because the word Toltec, it means artist of the spirit.
Very interesting. Thank you for clarifying that, because I know in the agreements you refer to people as artists, and you just call them artists of the spirit. Can you say a little more about that?
Yes, because, you know, our spirit is to be open, open-hearted people. And every time we're close-hearted people, you know, we close ourselves. We're not our authentic selves. So when we open ourselves and be authentic, you know, we don't have to lie. We don't have to pretend. It's just something that comes out of us. So imagine when we are impeccable with our word, it's because we have find respect for the word. It's because we put a piece of our spirit into every word that we say. And that comes from a vibration of the artistry that we do. So instead of putting negative emotion, negative feeling into the words that we speak, you know, that can take people and break their spirit, put people down, you know, curse people, you know. And we notice that we don't want to speak that way anymore. We unlearn that kind of language, and we now make it a positive language. And in this positive language, we put a part of our heart. And this is the most beautiful thing, when we know how to put heart and love into every word that we speak, because that's the real magic that the ancestors talk about. That's the real magic, you know, because with the words we can break a spirit, and with the words we can lift up a spirit. So this is how we become a translator from the divine, because what we really understand is what's behind the words, not English, not Spanish, not French, you know, to really understand what comes out of us. So when we have awareness of what comes out of us, we have in total service to heaven. And of course, heaven is the body, which could be also hell. So if we've been serving hell all of our life, it's time to be skeptical of the negativity and empower our word. And something happens when we begin practicing the impeccability of the word. Day by day, something happens in our mind. We begin thinking impeccably, and we thinking impeccably, you know, we can go against ourselves. And because it's so loud, when we go against, we so loud when we are not authentic, when we pretend. So in this perfect opportunity, we wake up. And I'm not sorry to say this, once you wake up, we cannot go back to sleep.
Right. Absolutely. That's beautiful. And so is that what you mean by the question, what kind of messenger are you? About what kind of message you're delivering to yourself and others through the positivity?
Exactly, because the word messenger, it means angel. So there's the angel of love, there's the angel of hate, there's the angel of jealousy, there's the angel of positivity. There's many kinds of angels. So when we decide what kind of angel we want to be in our life, you know, that's what we begin to serve. And there's something powerful about praying to the angel. When we were little, they said that their guardian angel is always listening to us. So I remember when I prayed, you know, I prayed to the outside angel, never believing that the angel was within me. But then one day, a beautiful old lady said to me, if you pray, the angel will listen. And one day I was praying like a victim, like I used to before, like, please resolve this for me, please, 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 you know, like begging. Until one day I remember one of my best friends who passed away. And I said, you know, your death is not in vain. I will do everything in my power to change my life, to change the course of my life. And when I begin hearing my own words of prayers, I said, oh my God, I'm listening to my own prayer. That means I'm my own angel. And that is the moment that I really understood when something's going on in my life and I'm honest about it, I can make a prayer and the angel will listen and the angel is me and the angel will take the action to take care of the body of him. And this is when I really know that in my life, I know the meaning of, and it's to take care of Jose because I know what makes Jose happy. And I know what makes Jose suffer because I am Jose, because I decided to wake up that I'm going to be the angel that's going to change my life today. And this is the moment that, you know, only I can train it. Only I can train myself because I know what's going on in my life. That's why honesty is one of the most beautiful things. But when you decide to serve positivity, when you decide to open your heart and live in heaven once again, live in happiness, no matter what problems there are in life, when you make that decision, you know, you're there for you. Then the way angel within you wakes up. So the messenger is very aware of what its message it is. So if we don't like our message, that's a beautiful thing to be aware of because we can change our message. But if we like it, we can continue on doing what we love to do because this is the most beautiful thing about life, being at service. And we cannot be at service to anybody else until we're at service to ourselves because we cannot give what we don't have.
100%. Wow. Serve heaven, serve magic. You are the angel. We'll be back with a lot more, and I'll be asking Don Jose Ruiz more about being Toltec and his legacy and the ancient wisdom. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can get an app, a free Dare to Dream Radio app from iTunes. Go to iTunes, and the app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Download it today. You can also join us after the show on Facebook, Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Their services are both for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands, and you'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their microcurrent facelift for a non-surgical, natural-appearing facelift. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 17 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles and get the best skin and body treatments available today. Call Radiant Skin Care at 310-696-9554. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. Mention Dare to Dream Radio and get 25% off at Radiant Skin Care. Just call 310-696-9554.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
Welcome back. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I'm interviewing Don Jose Ruiz at miguelruiz.com. I do want to talk somewhat about the Toltec ancient wisdom. And I understand that as a young child, Jose, you became an apprentice. So forgive me if I say these words wrong, but I'd love to say the words because they're beautiful. So correct me. You became an apprentice of your Nahual shaman father, Don Miguel Ruiz, and your curandera healer grandmother, Mother Sarita. Did I say those right?
Yeah, you said it perfectly right.
Oh, awesome. Well, those are gorgeous words. They have energy to them. What was all that passage like? A shaman father, a healer grandmother. It's a lot. It's a lot of lineage. What was that like for you to go through?
Well, it was very magical for me because, you know, they make us live in a dream that, you know, that everything is possible. You know, a dream that everything that we can think about, dream of, it's possible. And I remember one little example that I have when I was like 10 years old. I was helping my grandmother out in her little temple that she used to make her healings. And after they were done of a day's work, my grandmother said to me in front of my grandfather, "What do you want to do, Jose, with your life?" And I responded so happily, "I want to do the same thing that you, my grandpa and my papa do. I want to share the Toltec message." And then I said so innocently, "But I want to go and share the Toltec message in Japan and have a translator and have no understanding what they're translating, but I just want to speak from the heart." So around probably like 20-something years later, I got a call from Japan, and I got to be in Japan, and I said to everybody in Japan, "Dreams do come true, because my dream is coming true right now, because when I was young, I told them the little story that I had, and, you know, it's happening right now. So whatever you pass in life, you know that dreams do come true, and especially when you're determined, you know, you're determined." And, you know, I never expected to go into the underworld, into the suffering part of life, because I wasn't expecting to, you know, what about that. So when I was in that world, you know, I always knew that in my heart, you know, I had to do something different. And this is something to share with everybody. You know, sometimes when we go out in life, you know, and the hard times get us, you know, it's something preparing us, you know, from the big picture. Something's preparing us for a moment, because after we pass all those dark times, you know, and we find ourselves, we trust in ourselves and we open our heart, you know, and we begin to share a message of love, that if we didn't go through all that, we couldn't give it. And this is a beautiful thing, to have faith and self-love to ourselves. So when we begin doing this, this is like our dream come true. So whatever we need to happen and happen in life, it was supposed to happen, because this is like my friend Don Jorge Delgado from Peru, an Inca master, told me, you know, the university that we really go through is not the school ones, but it's the university of life. Because in the university of life, we know how to encounter our emotions. We know how to come to a point with open heart to live in truth. And a moment will come when we get to this point, and everything that we go through, the bad moments and the good times, we say thank you to them, because that make us the woman or man that we are today. And this is the whole point about having faith. So my grandmother, she taught me faith, and she taught me, you know, determination in our faith. And there's nothing that can stop us from having power of our word, because if somebody doesn't believe us, it's okay, it's their dream. But the moment is when you believe you, especially when you're in hard times, when difficult moments, and, you know, it seems like it's impossible, but that trust in you will get you there. And something what my father did as well, he teach me that, you know, to have faith in yourself too, and to live your dreams that you want to do, because he was a medical doctor, and when he had his car accident, he knew that he was more than the body, and he was more to give, you know, than just being in the medical field, because he saw a lot of doctors doing that work. But he saw something interesting in the medical field. It's that people who were completely healthy, they were possessed by the addiction of suffering, and he wanted to go into psychology mixed with the Toltec work. And from this point on, you know, he made the teachings of the Four Agreements and other kind of teachings. And he said, you know, this is all psychology. He broke all the superstitions, you know. But the more important thing is when people are saying to him, "Miguel, what are you going to do? You studied all these years to become a medical doctor. You cannot stop being a medical doctor, because, you know, what's going to happen to your family? You got to support them." And he said, "You know what? I feel that if I follow my heart, I'm going to support them. And not only my family, but the whole big family that I have, brothers and sisters, ready to wake up from this addiction of suffering." So he was determined. He moved to the States. He learned English. Like in less than a year, he began teaching. And a few years later, you know, he climbed the pyramid of the moon with Janet Mills. And they both make an act of power that this book, The Four of Women, will be put all over the world. And it's been translated in more than 40 different languages, different belief systems, different religions, because it's not about that. It's about integrity. I remember the first time that I read the Four Agreements, I went to him and said, Father, I know this information. And he puts a big smile on his face and he said, of course you know it. Everyone knows it because it's integrity talking to integrity. So I said, okay, I'm going to practice these agreements and they're a piece of cake. I will master them. So I come back like a month later and said to him, Father, these agreements are very difficult. And he laughed and he said, you know, those agreements are easy. What's difficult is the agreements that you have made with yourself. So in that moment, that's when the total work started for me, you know, to have determination to unlearn all these agreements that I made difficult and make them as an agreement of love. So to unlearn, this is why we say in the Toltec teachings, there's nothing to learn but to unlearn what takes our inspiration away. Like I repeat, it means Toltec artists of the spirit. That's what it means. So we're always creating art. So we create art with our negativity, with our positivity, with our victimization, you know, with our happiness. We're always creating art. But when you wake up and you're guiding your own art, it's like giving to the love of your life. The beautiful, delicious chocolate, the beautiful roses, the beautiful art, and the love of our life is not outside of us. It is ourselves. So when we begin seeing that, we can totally see the meaning of our life. Like I said before, the meaning of my life is to take care of Jose because I know what makes Jose suffer and I know what makes Jose happy. And how do I know this? It's because I am Jose. And this is the moment of honesty, but determination and faith in ourselves. That's what my father and my grandmother taught me. And, you know, and dreams do come true. That's why being skeptical of our own negativity is a perfect ally, because we can totally unlearn this way by not supporting the old habits anymore.
So for people who are listening and are going through suffering right now, perhaps someone has lost a parent that they loved very much and they're bereft, or somebody's relationship, long-term relationship has ended and they're moving out and there's a lot of change and trauma. Perhaps somebody is an entrepreneur and their business isn't quite where they wanted and they're struggling to get ahead and make ends meet. So let's say someone's suffering, but they're resonating with what you're saying and would love to come from this place to relearn, as you're talking about, or getting back to who they really are. What can they do to take off those negative layers and self-talk and creation in order to get fully aligned with this faith in themselves?
Well, the first thing to really realize is that everything ends. And how are we going to be grateful when something ends? And sometimes, you know, when we end a relationship, it feels so painful, you know, that we put attention to what the river took away and we stop focusing on what the river gave us today. So if a relationship ends, you know, if it was like a 20, 15-year relationship, and instead of looking, you know, the bad things I'm going to lose, we don't put attention to the good things that happen in those relationships, the good things that really give to us, you know. We just focus on the negative things. And sometimes when something ends, you know, it could be an abusive relationship that it ends, you know, that we just don't use ourselves to hurt somebody else or somebody else to hurt us, you know, to really continue the beautiful freedom. And like one beautiful post that I saw one time in the internet is the two people walking away from each other and says, you know, when they walk away from each other, it doesn't mean that they don't love each other anymore. It just means that their part in their story has ended. But how are you going to use the end of a story to hurt yourself again and again and again? Like my father says, we are the only living being that punished 1,000 times for the same mistake. Or are we just going to be grateful for this opportunity that happened? Also, when people pass away, sometimes we use the death against ourselves, you know, because there's two types of pain. The natural organic pain, you know, like the wolf feels and just howls, you know. But there's just the inorganic pain, the one that we become addicted to, that again and again we punish ourselves for the same mistake. And I remember one thing that happened to me, that it was a lesson in action, is when my father had a heart attack. I was in a great place, but when I got into the emergency room to see him, the great place was gone, and I was saying to my father, Father, you cannot die. Father, you cannot leave me alone. Please, Father, don't leave me alone. So when I saw him, he had a big smile, but when I started acting like this, the smile was gone. The authority eyes came back, and he looked me and asked me a question when he was looking into my eyes, and he said, Jose, is this the way you're going to celebrate the death of your father? Get out of the room and fix yourself. And in that moment, I was in shock. Why? Because I was waiting for a pat in the back saying it's going to be okay. But no, he reflected to me my selfishness. The selfishness first that I felt was that I was going to take away the last moment of his life and, here, Father, see me how I suffer. Here's how I'm going to say goodbye. Here's how I'm going to see you die. Here's how I'm going to suffer. That's the last moment I'm going to give to him, to a portion that opened his heart and give love to everybody. That's selfish of me. And the second selfish thing that I was doing was beginning to hurt myself with his death. And he wasn't even dead yet, and I began doing it. So
right.
I began having an imagination. Right. And in the imagination, I imagined instead of him being in the hospital bed, it was me. And then I die. And then my father used his death to hurt himself with that. He no longer wants to write books. He no longer wants to be in public sharing his love. He just wants to be in an apartment, all depressed, feeling bad about himself, feeling bad about my dad, and saying that it's his fault, and again, making stories up to hurt himself more. If I could speak to him, what it would be, saying, Father,
whoa,
I'm the one who's dead. You are alive. Don't be dead in life. Don't use me for, don't disrespect me for being dead in life. Come on, Father, stand up, get out of the room, be you again, open your heart. And in that moment, I said, oh my God, my father, great teacher. He put that seed in my head when he kicked me out of the room. So in that moment, I came inside, I grabbed his hand, I said, I'm with you now, Father. I'm with you now. And he says, good, welcome back home again, my son. And he said that many times to me in my life, welcome back home again, meaning back in my center. And he said to me, I want you to do me one favor. You said to me once, how can you repay me for everything that I teach you and give it to you? Help me to change the world. Help me to change the world within you. Every time you say that it's your fault, that you cannot do it, that the relationship end or this heartbreak happening, in this moment, don't believe yourself. Be skeptical of your negativity and empower yourself and be grateful to life. And I ask you one more favor. When people say mean things, when they're in pain, they say things that do not mean, don't take them personal. It has nothing to do with you. If you take them personal, you will use this to hurt yourself again and again and again. So this is what happens when we end a relationship and we make ourselves the martyr. We take ourselves personal, we judge ourselves, we feel guilty, we feel shame. And, you know, and the same thing happens when somebody dies, you know, and we use it again and again and again instead of being grateful, you know, because Father and Mother, the Divine knows when it's time for us to go, and we will go one day. And if the dead can speak to us and they see us that we're suffering, what will be their message to us? To give up, to disrespect them? Imagine that we carry them in our hearts and they feel us every time that we go against ourselves. This is the moment that we have an out-of-body experience. And we're not talking about the one that, you know, that we're sleeping and then we float and we see ourselves sleeping at night. No, that I said to you humbly, this happened to me when I was 11 years old and didn't help me at all in my life. The real out-of-body experience that really helped me, it was to see my automatic habits, my message, the thing that I have alive in my program. And something very special that a fireman said to me, he said, Jose, when the forest catches a fire and the fire is a certain degree, the fire has life of itself, has life of its own. And I said, oh my God, just like knowledge, isn't it? When knowledge gets big inside our mind, knowledge becomes having life of its own. That's why we begin thinking of the most negative things, the most heartbreaking things, and we give it to ourselves because we're addicted to collecting all these sad things and negative things, that we become addicted to suffering. It doesn't matter what the story it is. We see a juicy thing to hurt ourselves, we're going to hurt ourselves with. The important thing is to be aware that we are the guardian angel, and our body is heaven, or it could be hell, but we are the angel that supports this living body. So we take an out-of-body experience to see our automatic self from an impersonal point of view. And this is why I say humbly again, no one knows us like we know ourselves. No one knows what's going on inside our mind. We can gossip about ourselves, we can say this, but it will get distorted. The one who really knows how we live our life is ourselves. That's why when we go into honesty and we look each other in the mirror, when we look ourselves in the mirror, we cannot lie to the I am. We cannot lie to the eye of God, you know. And from this point on, respect is born inside our mind. And with respect, we can be impeccable with the word. And when we practice the impeccability of the word, we begin to think impeccably. And then we enter the dream of the Egyptian mythology when they say, in order to enter heaven, your heart must be light as a feather. Of course, they're not talking about the heart. They're talking about the conscious mind. And if our conscious mind is dirty, is negative, of course we're not going to be in heaven because we're not pretending. But when our personal mind is free and free consciously, that we always walk our talk, we always do the best that we can do, how can we judge ourselves? Because we know we did our best and that automatic spell breaks. And then now in life, we just deal with will against temptation. Temptation of what? Temptation of all the negative things that are going to happen to tempt us to go back where we come from. This is why humbleness to never forget where we come from. And this is how we're going to change our life with gratitude every day. And every day, sister, I say this prayer to myself. May life protect me from myself. Because every day could be an opportunity. It doesn't matter how much awareness we have. Life is life. But when you begin listening to your body, to your emotional body, you talk to the divine. Because it's not in Spanish or English. No, it's how you feel and how you overcome that feeling with your mind, with the power of your word. That's the healing part. Like my grandmother said, the true healer is the one that can heal itself from its own lies. And once one heals from his own lies, you can support with all the love that you have for yourself. That's why being skeptical but learn to listen is one of the greatest allies that we have in this Toltec training. Because it's when we break the habit, when we break the computer virus. And the beautiful thing about breaking and curing a computer virus is that we know that we created the virus. So if we created the virus, we can eliminate it from our life. Because the truth that comes is not in just words, it's a vibration that we begin listening. That's why I love this quote by Abraham Lincoln that says, I only got one religion and one religion only. If I do good, I feel good. And if I do bad, I feel bad. Simple. And then it got me into my head, oh my God, we like to make everything complicated. And why? Because we don't want to change. The more complicated we make it, we don't want to change. That's why I say, when we make it easy, it's because we don't want to change. And it might not feel easy, but that determination is out there. That's why I love this interview that my brother shares in his lectures. It's an interview with Robert Downey Jr. and Oprah Winfrey. So Oprah Winfrey asked Robert Downey Jr., how difficult was it to leave your addictions? And Robert Downey Jr. says, it was very simple, very easy. And then Oprah scratches her head and says, how can you say that when you went to all these 20 different rehab centers or whatever number it was? And Robert Downey says, humbly and honestly, you know, all those times I went for somebody else, but when I went for myself, it was easy. It's because when you go for yourself, you know that you're not playing games with yourself anymore, that you want to make a change because you love yourself and you're done living in suffering and you want to live in personal freedom. And that's what angel training, messenger training is all about. When you, the angel, begin training yourself with all your love, kindness, and awareness to live this place a better life.
Wow, that's a high. So I'm just going to recap before we go to break. That was gorgeous. Honestly, look in the mirror at the I am, the God inside. Think impeccably. Your heart, light as a feather, or your conscious mind, allow it to be light as a feather. Our mind can be free. A true healer heals their own life. This is Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me on Twitter at my name, Debbie Dashinger, DebbiDashinger. Stay right there when we come back, more with Don Jose Ruiz.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Services are for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands. You'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their endermology treatments. They are cellulite treatments. That's their specialty. Endermology reduces your body's dimpling and fat accumulation. It beautifully contours and smooths out any cellulite and fatty areas on your body. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. And mention Dare to Dream Radio to get 25% off. That's Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Life is good. You feel it? In you is such a beauty and a power and a love that can never die. It's always there. It's inviolate. And though it may be covered up by experience temporarily, it's real. And we're here to uncover that destiny and allow it to shine according to our unique patterns as individual expressions of God. Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes? You feel it?
Welcome back. We were just having some interesting conversation about art and the things that Don Jose is doing out in the world. And I guess I want to start with this. I understand one of your passions is being a musician and a performer. Do you still have this band called Circle of Shadows? Tell me about it.
Yes, the Circle of Shadows is just our friends. We just got together. And we did everything backwards. You know, we just get into a room, we just play from the heart without any practice, and we just get together. And what magic comes out, but it's a beautiful hobby for us to get together. So every time we get together, we play.
Very cool. So do you do performances, or this is just for your own benefit?
We did some performances earlier, but we haven't played in a while because everybody has their own life going on, producing, making art, and some are actors. So there's always a time that, you know, that's always taking us. But every time that we get together for a weekend and play right now. And I'm very happy also that tomorrow I'm going to go into the studio with my friend David and Ian. Here in Denver, and we're going to make another new album. So I'm very happy to start creating that as well, and can't wait to share with everybody.
Awesome.
After we're done.
And what do you play? What is your instrument?
Well, I love to play guitar. I love to play guitar and little bass, but my strong passion is to let that poet inside of me just flow, because once I open a heart and listen to a drum beat and music, it's just like waterfall comes out. And I just love to do that, to improvise and just let whatever comes out, comes out.
Mm. This is Dare to Dream. What do you next, Dare to Dream, Jose? What are any future dreams, goals, or desires for you?
Well, the desire it is that I have is to, you know, share this mastery with people so they can become masters of their own life, you know, to really have the responsibility to train themselves with their open heart, because what's important about this Toltec path that, you know, that we're taking is to wake up every of the 7 billion of artists, you know, to serve Mother, because this is what we're here for, to serve Mother, to serve the positivity, and to change and to do what we love. So for me, it's really making this music, and I'm very happy that with my friend Randy, we just got together and going to be making a new book with Harper Collins, the families. So this is one of the beautiful things right now about creating and going on the road, because I love going on the road and having the opportunity to speak with people.
And also Universe of Now. That's something we were just briefly sharing about. You were mentioning this is about putting art to your words. Talk about that.
Yeah, something beautiful that we came up together, me and my partner, saying, you know, we want to create a site where we can just put art and positive words. So we created this website called the Universe of Now. And my partner, Tammy Hudman, she's just an amazing artist. You can see her in Instagram in Tiny Beehart, and you can see her art and also in the Universe of Now. And, you know, the powerful thing about art is that you can put any meaning from the heart into symbology. And a painting can tell you so many things, you know, that from 700 billion people, they can see something different in just one painting, and you have 7 different messages. But the beautiful thing is that when we create art, when the art comes out, to make the people have imagination and speak for themselves, you know, some message that comes within their heart by looking at this art. So it's very inspiring, but the universe is right happening right now. And it's a beautiful thing to let our art right now in, because why wait for tomorrow? Then it will come, they will never come. And like, you know, we dare to dream. And the only thing that stops us, like, you know, that always been stopping us is ourselves. So when we let these artists completely free like the ego, you know, we never have any goals, because, you know, it's unreachable where we can go.
Wow. People who are interested in hearing you speak, or this angel messenger training and all the things that you offer, is all of this on your website?
Yes, we have our trips to Teotihuacan, to India, and also we're going to make an angel training, a special one this year in August. But yes, you can find everything that me, my brother, my father are doing in the website, miguelriz.com, under events.
Okay, wonderful. And the last question, what ritual, what practice do you use every day that keeps you in love, in faith in yourself, in alignment with yourself, being your own angel?
Well, one thing that really helps me a lot is meditating. But when I used to be younger, I used to meditate for 5 and 10 hours a day. And then one day my father came knocking on the door and says, Jose, what are you doing? Well, I'm transcending. I'm meditating all these hours to transcend. He says, open the door, son. So he came in and says, no, you're not transcending, son. What you're doing is you're abusing meditation. And I remember reacting. He says, how can you say that I'm abusing meditation? I'm very disciplined. I don't move. He goes, yes, you don't move. You stay here. It's perfect, you know, very disciplined. But you prefer to stay here locked in a room away from life. You're afraid of life. You prefer to be hiding in this room. So if you still consider me your teacher, I have a new assignment for you. Do you still consider me your teacher, my son? He said, always my father. So he said to me, now this practice begins. I want you to begin meditating with the eyes open. The same techniques that you have when you have your eyes closed, the breathing, the exercising, but now open your eyes and stand up. Get out of this room. Continue meditating. Go to the marketplace. Go to your social events, wherever you go, but never forget that you're meditating. And, you know, and that stuck to me to this day now, you know. And this is one thing that I always do. I meditate with eyes open. Doesn't matter who I'm talking to. I always find that breath, like if I had my eyes closed. And that technique really helps me, in especially when my emotions come in, especially the negative emotions where I used to lose my temper, lose myself. This is one moment that really, really comes in because I'm aware of what I'm doing. So when you're aware of what you're doing, you don't contribute when it gets bigger and bigger. So, you know, you do everything to stop it. So that's one of the things that I do in my everyday life. I meditate with eyes open.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's really been great.
Oh, thank you so much for this opportunity, sister. It's been a beautiful time, and I look forward to be invited once again so we can have more to talk to about.
Ah, I would love. You're welcome to come back anytime, Don Jose. It was really a pleasure. And I'm going to actually end the show with quotes from Don Miguel Ruiz, his father, which is, you have to look at what you believe, the way you judge yourself, the way you victimize yourself in order to be happy. If we could have awareness all the time, we could change our routines, change our reactions, and change our entire life. Remember, if you want to see some inspirational YouTube videos, find mine, youtube.com/debontheradio. And if you have written a book and you'd like to become an international best-selling author, I have a guaranteed service. Go to mybestsellerbook.com. Thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.